The noise fades. And if we're honest, it's sort of Easter afternoon, Easter evening that we see life just creeping back in the way it normally is. And I think that this is the moment that matters, at that moment where we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus. We celebrate the new life, but by the time the evening comes, we're already looking back at the realities of the challenges that we face. Because it's very easy for us to celebrate resurrection in a room that is full of people. But it's another thing to carry it into our individual daily lives. I don't want to rush past this today. Because before there was Easter Sunday, there was Good Friday. And Good Friday didn't look hopeful at all. It didn't look like a plan. It didn't look like a victory. It looked like a loss. Because Jesus is beaten and Jesus is mocked and Jesus is spat on and he's crucified. And the people who followed him, they didn't stand there thinking, oh, is this part of the plan? No, they thought it was over. Those who walked with Jesus, look at him hanging on the cross, and if I'd been there, I would have probably have thought it's over. Everything they believed in, everything they had built their life around, was in front of them, hanging on a cross. And you know what? Here's what really hits me. That sometimes God will allow a moment that feels completely opposite to what he promised. And it messes with us. Because you start thinking, oh, did I get this wrong? Or did I believe wrong? Or did I trust Jesus too much? Good Friday will do that. We talk a lot about Good Friday, and we celebrate Easter Sunday, but Easter Saturday is where most people live their lives. That Jesus has been crucified and he's been put in a tomb. And it almost feels like heaven is totally silent. No miracles. No breakthroughs. No clear sign that God is doing anything. Just silence. The disciples are hiding and they're confused. They're trying to process what has just happened, what they've just witnessed. And God, he says nothing. Easter Saturday is the test. Will you trust God even when you can't trace him in your life? And then comes Sunday morning, Easter Sunday morning, not with noise, not with announcement, but quietly. A stone is moved from the tomb to reveal that the tomb is empty. And then everything else shifts. But here's what's interesting. The disciples, they didn't immediately understand what was going on. Even when the miracle happens on Easter, They're still catching up, and that's real life. That's what it is for us. Because sometimes, you see, God, He moves. But we don't recognize it straight away. Sometimes the breakthrough in our life has already started, and you're still thinking that you're in the middle of the problem. And we treat Easter like a moment. But it's actually a pattern that you'll see over and over again in your life. That things die. That things go quiet. But then God brings life again. Not once. Not twice. But again. And again. And if you miss that, you'll panic every time something starts falling apart in life. Because you'll think, well, this is the end. But the resurrection of Jesus might just be the setup. This is where it gets personal for us today. Because Easter isn't just about what happened to Jesus, but it's about what's possible for you. The same power that raised Jesus is the same power that works in your life today. So what does that mean for us? That thing that you thought was over might not be. That part of your life that feels buried isn't beyond God. That situation that you've given up on, God hasn't. But here's the tension we face. Resurrection doesn't always look dramatic. Sometimes it's quiet. Sometimes it starts small. Sometimes it looks like strength that you didn't have before. Or peace in the middle of the pressure that you're facing. Or hope returning when you thought all was lost and gone. And this is where I want to challenge you today. Because a lot of people celebrate Easter, but still live like it's Good Friday. Still defeated. Still stuck. Still carrying things in their lives that Jesus has already dealt with. You see, friends, the cross wasn't the end. And the tomb wasn't the end. So why are we treating our life situations like this? At some point we have to shift from this is over to God can still move you. See, your next step isn't to understand, but it's to move. When the woman found that the tomb was empty, they didn't stand there analyzing it for hours. They moved. And they ran. Because when you realize that something has changed, you don't stay where you are. Maybe that's your word this afternoon. Move. Move. Not because everything makes sense. Not because you've got every answer. But because something within you has shifted. So here we are. Easter afternoon. Celebration has ended. The message has been heard. But now comes the real question. What are you going to do with it? Because resurrection isn't just something that you believe in, but it's something that you live from. So when things look dead in your life, remember Sunday. When things go quiet, remember that Saturday isn't the end. When things fall apart, remember Friday didn't win. Because the story didn't stop there. And neither does your story stop there. Walk out of today differently. Not louder, not more emotional, but steadier. With this settled deep in your spirits as you leave today, that God is not finished. He's not finished. Not with your life, not with your story, not with what looks like the end. God's not finished. Because if the tomb is empty, then anything is possible. Anything. Is possible. What's your Monday going to look like? If you will, don't say this if you don't mean it. I ask you to speak to your spirit today. Speak to your heart. Speak within yourself. It's not over. You speak that into your heart right now. Come on. It's not over. God's not done yet. My story is not over. Jesus has given me new life. Same resurrection power that raised Jesus from the dead. It's the same power that is within you and me today. Did you know that? Yesterday when I was in the garden, I had a severe spasm in my chest. The worst I've ever had. You know, it's funny what I've learned over the 39 years since I met Jesus. That Jesus is in control of tomorrow. And the next day and the next day. I didn't get in a state. I felt at peace. Because I trust Jesus. And that's not just because I'm the pastor. Because I'm Robin Kenner. The naughty boy in Cape Town. Cape Town. The man who almost self-destructed. The man had no future. A man where everything in his life was dead. And the man that, after taking an overdose on drugs, heard Jesus call his name. What a day. What a day. I stand here today as a testimony that your story is not over until God says it is. The tomb is empty. What are you going to do about that? Jesus is no longer in the tomb. He's not on the cross. But he puts out his hand to you. An invitation. Come to me. I have a plan and a purpose for you. Tomb is empty, then anything is still possible. How many years ago came to salvation?
54.
54 years ago, at Easter, Janet gave her life to Jesus. 54 years ago. How long for you, Sue?
Sorry?
How long for you?
In Christ or in?
Yeah.
50. It was 1974. It was Easter as well. Easter when I came to Christ.
Gary, what about you?
42.
42. And? Wow. And here they are. Oh, stories and testimonies about anything is still possible. Not because of what they did, but because the tomb is empty. I shudder to think where I would have been. Can I ask you to stand up? Can I ask you to declare this with me today? God is not finished. Say it with me. Not with my life.
Not with my
story. Not with what looks like an ending. Because if the tomb is empty, then anything is still possible. And now I want you to close your eyes. Some of you have made a commitment to Jesus at some point in your lives. Maybe you've sort of drawn away a little bit. Maybe there's been doubt, maybe fear, maybe questions. I want to tell you today, it doesn't disqualify you. But the invitation is there today. Jesus says, come to me, all who are weak and burdened, and I will give you rest. I'm going to just simply say to you, can we please close our eyes? That if you haven't committed your life to Jesus, or if you have, and you want to come afresh and say, okay, Jesus, I've got a bit in the way here. I want to encourage you to make right with Jesus today. Like I did many, many times. To your heart. Just say, Lord, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. But today I'm coming back to you. I'm sorry, Lord. I'm coming back. Thank you for dying for me. Thank you for the new life that you have for me. And I step out of Easter Sunday and I walk into the rest of my life, knowing that you're faithful and that you're good. You've just done that. Please, everybody, eyes closed. You've just done that. Just quickly show me your hand. Quickly. There are many. Put them down again. You know what? I just did that as well. And I'm the pastor. I just said that same prayer in my heart and invited Jesus back in. Would you go from here today? Knowing the peace of God. The forgiveness of God. And his deep everlasting love for you. And for goodness sake, when you mess up, don't run away from him. Come back to him. Keep coming back. Hallelujah. Come on, let's sing praise. Yeah.